And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 13th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Conrad Rector, born in Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, 1890. Moved off to New Mexico in 1928 with his wife, who was not in the best of health. And there, he read stories of pioneer life in the Southwest, came out with his first novel, The Sea of Grass, in 1936. His trilogy of novels set in Ohio, entitled The Trees, The Fields, The Town, came out in the 40s. Conrad Rector was always anxious about money and was disappointed over and over again by the poor sales of his novels, The Trees especially. His friend and editor Alfred A. Knopf wrote, "I think that The Trees suffered from lack of action and story and gave the reader not enough narrative to bite into and something of the impression of being an overture rather than the main show." It's the birthday of the writer Arnaud Wendell Bontemps, born in Alexandria, Louisiana, 1902. First in his family to go to college, his father was furious that he chose to study literature instead of medicine or law. Moved to New York City, where he became friends with Langston Hughes, James Weldon Johnson, Jean Toomer, writers of the Harlem Renaissance. First novel, God Send Sunday, came out in 1931. His novel Black Thunder, about an actual slave uprising, published in 1936. Then a third novel, which got terrible reviews, so he gave up writing fiction, got a job as a librarian at Fisk University, where he collected African-American literature in anthologies, preserving much that might have otherwise been lost. And it was on this day in 1881, Eliezer ben Yehuda held the first known conversation in modern Hebrew, a language that had not been spoken as a mother tongue since the second century. Ben Yehuda set out to revive the Hebrew language, raised his son to speak only Hebrew, compiled the first modern Hebrew dictionary, coined new words for doll, bicycle, ice cream, jelly, omelet. And it was in Paris on this day, 1881, Ben Yehuda and his friends sat down and agreed to speak only in Hebrew. Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Thompson, Summer of Lemons. It was the summer of lemons being replaced by oranges. Lemons, they said, had lost something that lemons sometimes lose. Painters piled navels and Valencias mixed red into yellow for still life with oranges. The wooden bowl, beautiful with lonely cracks, organic with time and handling. Evening, men and women squeezed wedges from the larger fruit, a squall over flounder. Mothers whisked sweeter juice into oil, sherry vinegar, crush of garlic. Seaside, we sprayed oysters, then peppered as usual. In the absence of lemons, there was a thirsting to taste water kindled with novelty, set ablaze by unplumbed citrus. Slices like thin suns were cut to fit the rim line, to spin the circumference of goblets and jam jars. It was then, drinking what was more July than June, that we returned to each other. Summer of Lemons by Marjorie Thompson from her collection Pretty Things Please, published by Turning Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.